All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
David,
good for you,
Tom. Good for you. So the Chargers had a decision to make. before 4 p.m. on what to do with Mike Williams, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, and Keenan Allen. Well, yeah, they decided
throw Mike Williams in the ocean.
They decided to cut him and throw him into the ocean. And that move made them cap compliant, but they also then restructured Khalil Mack's deal.
Damn.
So he'll be there for a couple more years.
David, I was with a straight face going to ask the Bradbots, like, here's an olive branch. If they release Mack by 4, you know, by 6 p.m., whatever it is, would you be willing to do a one-year deal? So I could get a pass rusher and I'll call your A-plus offseason. Well, with him off the board, we can't do that. That's disappointing.
You still got Joey Bosa.
God, he is never
and
healthy.
And he fits.
Oh, you're right. He's injured. So the Lions will sign
him. He's often injured. So he fits the Brad Holmes culture and all of that.
They're signing DJ Reader, who's got two bionic quads. So, we could do that.
So you can sign him for a one-year deal and bring him here.
Watch him end up with San Francisco playing with Nick Bosa. Then a chair is going right at Rico.
You know? You might as well get a chair ready because mom put something on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, God.
With her two sons, both in San Francisco jerseys.
I hate you. David, move along.
Another example of the salary cap not being real is the news that Patrick Mahomes restructured his deal to create $21 million in cap space.
You know what that sounds like?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like LeJarius Sneed.
Correct.
That's what it feels like.
See, I was going to say, or could it be a wide receiver?
Sure.
Calvin Ridley's still out there.
I tell you who they should go and get. If you're going to lose Sneed and you want a trade-off, I don't know that they do business together, but, man, I'd be on the phone with the Bengals. You put T. Higgins in that offense?
Mm-hmm. And guess what his tag number is?
Am I wrong?
$21 million.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because right now they're looking to maybe go Xavier Worthy, since he blew up at the combine. You got the last pick of the draft. You know, as a wide receiver, you can come into the league and maybe hold your own. Anything could be better than what they had last year. This is, you know, Kadarius Toney. I still don't know if he's on the team or not.
Rashee Rice, T. Higgins, Travis Kelce.
Oh, along with a rookie.
Oh, yeah. Sure. So, yes, David, bottom line, the cap is not real. Signed Howie Roseman in Philly, paying 3 at 33 for C.J. Gardner-Johnson. By the way, how awkward is that? He left town by saying, I hate these bleepity bleepin' bleepin' fans. The people are obnoxious and bleepity bleep.
No, he's just walking. I was just playing. Come on,
he has apologized on social media.
I was just playing.
That don't work in a town like Philly.
The Lions to trick me into bringing in. I brought in some ski masks. They bought that crap. And now I'm back home.
David.
Yeah, let's talk about an underrated signing here.
Hey, what do you do with all those ski caps now? He's gone.
You can burn them. It's still a little cool at night. Go ahead and burn them now.
Okay.
Under the radar signing here for your 49ers, Rico. They signed linebacker Eric Kendricks to a one-year deal. He is a former captain and has 8 straight seasons of 100 tackles or more. And why are they making this move?
Well,
because Dre Greenlaw will be gone.
And I think he's also played in every game as well. So
yes,
John Lynch is going for guys who actually are not injured. It's Greenlaw insurance because he popped his Achilles running out on the field. So if he's back in time, well, now we got to make a choice. But if he has to go into the middle of the season, you're not going to hurt yourself. You got somebody to pair up with Fred Warner.
So let me ask you.
Go ahead and hit the chair.
Nah, I'm good. Okay.
Let me ask you this question here. What happens? I mentioned kind of funny Calvin Ridley for the Kansas City Chiefs earlier. What happens with Calvin Ridley? There is an offer on the table right now for the Patriots, but he desperately wants to go back to the Jags.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What happens with Calvin
Ridley?
I
have no idea. Look, I there's no reason to go to New England. You're not going to have a quarterback. And at best, it's a rookie with a team that has shown no acumen to building an offense since Tom Brady left.
I think for Ridley, it really boils down to, David, do you want to get paid or do you want to win? If you want to win, you find a way, you go back, you maybe take a pay cut, get some money deferred, however. Or do you want to go out and break the bank and make as much money as possible? Now you're going to be playing with a rookie quarterback. You're not going to win, but you're going to be rich. So that's where he's at right now. If you really want to go back to Jacksonville, and Jacksonville knows this, tell your agent, reduce the price, we'll talk.
So we've seen what happened with the Minnesota Vikings. They have lost their quarterback, and people were wondering, well, then what happens with Justin Jefferson? He is due a contract this offseason. Well, according to The Athletic, the Vikings have no plans to trade Justin Jefferson at this time.
They're insane.
Is that smart, or should they just reset?
I don't know. I don't understand what they're doing, because they've built quite a nice defense. But they've done it at the cost of completely ignoring the quarterback spot. And they have the audacity to trot out Sam Darnold as their starter. They're not in a position to draft a rookie. And Justin Jefferson, according to reports, turned down a $30 million a year deal, the Tyreek Hill deal, before the season started. Well, now, you think Justin Jefferson's going to be apt to re-sign with you? I really don't understand it, David. Because if you dealt Jefferson, do we all agree he is one of the few players in this league that would net you at least two first-round picks?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, he would.
So then what are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, unless you're Minnesota, maybe could this be a draft day type of thing where you move up, go get your quarterback, but it comes at the cost of Jefferson.
Reminder, if you want to move to three from where the Vikings are, it will take, according to the draft chart, a minimum of three first-round picks. Three.
So what if you throw, you know what, we'll give you Jefferson and we'll give you our one and you swap with us?
Yeah, but then you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Then it's Jordan Addison and David's kids out there. I mean, you need help for your rookie.
They love it, but they get killed out there.
I think the route combinations would get very confusing.
Well, you would have Addison, you would have KJ Osborne, but you would not have Jefferson. But they did okay without him.
It's fair.
So we'll close it out with this, because people in Dallas are wondering, where are the Cowboys? Free agency has started. They've done nothing. They've lost their center, lost their starting running back.
Yeah. So
what
see,
is going on?
Don't worry about the Lions. Look at the Cowboys. They've done nothing. At least the Lions went and did some stuff.
And things. And you're right, because I'll tell you right now, Dallas fans have every right to complain. But look at how far Jerry's brought us. 12 wins a season every year. Doesn't matter. They don't win anything. They should be shredded. I have no understanding of their plan at all. None.
I mean, is it really boiled down to they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with Dak? And then once they figure that out.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Because I honestly thought they were going to jump in and grab one of these running backs. I really did. I'm like, okay, it makes Saquon Barkley going to Dallas. That fits what they want to do. Big Derrick Henry, that fits what they want to do. Big splash. They've just gone radio silent. It's almost like Jerry Jones,
who's had a worse offseason so far,
is a week behind. Like, wait. Free agency was this week?
Dallas or Miami?
Dallas.
Okay. Miami's getting gutted,
I don't know,
too.
Man. Miami's, they've lost their starting guard. They've lost a lot.
They lost Van Ginkle. They lost Christian Wilkins. Yeah. They've been getting gutted. And then they paid Robert Hunt, a guard, $100 million.
And now Tua wants to restructure that deal. Well, I guess it's time for his deal.
It's time for his deal. Yeah. So he's going to have no weapons around him other than Tyreek Hill, who will leave in a couple years.
Because Jalen Waddle's always hurt.
When he has a million kids. And that is In Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.